podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the rider Neil Atkinson, Adam Melia, and Stephanie Hennigan.
John sat himself down. We've got printouts.
Oh my days. There's printouts. John's prepped. Everyone's ready to go. Adam,
we're
how
all
are you
here.
How are you feeling, Adam?
I'm feeling fresh-ish for a Monday. I'm not sure about, you know, how much I've got to add, but as things go on, I'll probably try and think of some jokes.
Steph's just literally moved her seat so that her mouth is further away from the microphone.
That's good. Steph knows what she's doing in terms of acoustics.
I just felt really high.
Acoustic expert.
Is that okay?
We'll see how we get on.
Steph's just showing off because she can move her seat.
She can't, Adam?
No.
You haven't got a seat that swivels, that turns. Steph on the other hand, left and right.
I'm trying to do an impression of it, but I'll just do my Achilles or something.
Wouldn't be great.
You're out for next week's.
The ACL.
Adam's out for the ride with an ACL. John, how are you doing?
Yeah, really good, thank you. I'm with Adam, you know, in terms of Monday freshness.
And non-spinning chairs.
Yeah, we're as one.
And Steph.
In our stationary, reasonably happy position.
Steph,
like a queen in the middle.
You're like the queen in the middle.
Yeah, not the queen, a queen. There are many queens.
Michael Jackson was talking to the queen in the middle once, wasn't he?
And you said you had nothing to add.
He's starting. Asking you to change your ways.
Excellent. I might get Steph to list queens later on. Also, John's got a feature, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Still not sold on this.
Oh, no, you'll like it, you know.
New feature, new Gibbons, new rider. John, what are you starting with?
I'm starting with a band called Luna Bay, and the song is called Hometown.
Sunlight with home begin. It's the start of a new trend now. I'm going deeper. Never say the way I do. Never gonna win or lose, but I know that it's all.
That's Luna Bay with Hometown. Tons of talk of Steph's shirt. We'll come on to that in a minute.
It's covered
John.
In animals.
It is.
There's more on the back.
Wow.
I know. It's like a conversation piece.
Like a zoo, but it's a blouse. Go on, John.
It's not a blouse.
Isn't it a blouse?
It's a shirt.
What's the difference?
A blouse is something Theresa May would wear.
Really? It's that straightforward?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm sound with that, don't you worry.
It's more flowery at the front.
Blouses used to exist around the same time as brooches.
Yeah.
You can't get a brooch full of no money.
I love a good brooch as well.
Can you get a brooch?
Yeah.
Can you? You can't get a blouse though. But you can.
No, you can, but I'm not really in a blousy girl, am I?
Not blousy, no.
Not blousy. Shirty.
Men's shirt, short skirts.
John.
Yeah, Luda Bay. They are a four-piece from London, and that song's really, really good. I could only find one gig for them. It's at Birthdays in London, Thursday, 8th of December, supporting the Greasy Slicks.
Birthdays, I just always assume, is a card shop. What is it? We've said it a few times now, and I'm like...
Why is so many bands playing this card shop?
Mad.
Yeah, you go in there, you watch a band, you get your cards. You get a big balloon.
It's very bright.
Yeah,
I mean, it's bright for a venue.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I went in a bar called Birthdays in New York. It was very hipster.
Maybe
it's just a hipster thing. They've decided Birthdays is a
birthdays
hipster.
Birthdays
maybe you're
a
thinking
new...
if we call it Birthdays, people will come here for their birthday.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's like how Stevie Wonder's got the Happy Birthday song, and every night he says, this is for anyone whose birthday it is, and there's like four people going, woo!
Yeah, he sold 1,000 tickets.
Yeah, it's going to be someone's birthday, isn't it? Yeah. The odds are.
And he sells more.
He does.
Despite himself.
Despite what you think of it.
Yeah, no.
Despite your ongoing campaign of slander and lies.
Everyone else disagrees, and that's fine.
What did you get up to this weekend, Adam?
I went to... I don't know. Never know, do I? I definitely went to the football and then went to a party. Well, Party Planet. It's a party that's turned into a festival, sort of. At a friend Nick's dad's big house next door to Gary Barlow. Watched Stealing Sheep, Gengar, Heinz, Married to the Sea.
How were Heinz?
They were great. Really good.
How Married to the Sea?
It was good. Married to the Sea, really good. Stealing Sheep are completely different to how they used to be. Their music's completely different.
That can only be a good thing.
They were all in lycra suits, cutting from stuff.
Oh, they used to be the absolute pits.
Well, I don't know about that. But
They were all like... ditzy dresses and folk and
that's it. They're zero ditzy dresses. They're in full like lycra ski sort of suits.
Okay.
And their music is much more electronic-y than it used to be.
Oh, maybe I'll stop slagging them off now then.
Maybe.
That'd be nice for them.
But yeah, it was sound.
Probably won't.
There was I had some very nice pizza. Everything was free bar and free pizza. It was sound. It was great.
Excellent.
So that and then. That led to another Sunday of two takeaways. The two takeaways, couch Sundays.
Mm. What were your takeaways?
Mackey's and Domino's. Oh, I'm just going to order them exactly the same time next week. Not even spread it out.
Proper dirty.
Did you get a Mackey's breakfast?
No.
Mackey's breakfast? I was thinking about this.
Maybe I'll see when I'm up.
Because the thing about Mackey's breakfast is you have to bother your ass to leave the house.
I'm sure they do it.
So if that could be delivered to my house.
Yeah, well, it can be.
McDonald's texting.
Do text in.
Ronald, if you're listening.
Yeah, Ronald!
We'll also accept the hamburger.
Is that a text from Ronald himself?
Yeah, they're working in shifts, Ronald and the hamburger.
Doing the help desk.
Okay. John, what did you get up to?
This weekend on Friday, we got a bit tipsy, didn't we, doing AFQ, so we just kind of went home and stayed out of trouble.
It's not like you.
Well, you went you the smart
well, no,
one.
We'd had
you
a really heavy one
on Thursday.
Yeah, we had a really heavy one on Thursday. We went to the opening of a new bar in Liverpool called Porky's.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did, didn't we?
So I was like, I don't know. I just
you all looked trolleyed. I didn't go. Yeah, looked
Adam, I will confirm. We were trolleyed.
Yeah. Looked trolleyed.
Yeah. We were trolleyed.
Because people bring around Jaeger.
Right.
And I never say no.
John also says yes for you.
Oh, yeah, four, please.
Yeah.
Everyone's having one.
And do come back in 5 minutes because my answer will be the same.
Did you get stuck with a bottle, mate.
It was the kind of night where it looked like everybody made new friends or became more friends with people they just knew a bit.
Well, me and Neil were on a table, just the two of us, on a four-person table for a while. Because
what a lovely romantic
days. And so couples kept joining us.
You were like, fuck off.
Pardon me, heart out here, love. So we were making new couple friends. That'd be nice for our dinner parties. We got loads of new guests. Yeah. I had a funny one where I was... I tweeted James Sutton and then he turned up. And I was like, that was weird.
That's
and he was there in the bar, but I hadn't seen him yet.
Oh, I see. Right.
And I tweeted him about something, and I hardly ever tweet him, so it was a random one.
And he said, "I'm over here."
Well, he just walked over. Went, "What are you getting me involved in here?"
Seen him at Glastonbury.
Yeah, yeah,
nice, real nice fella.
Nice lad.
So, yeah, so, you know, we're closer now.
Yeah, it was that sort of night. Everyone came
it was
on.
Wonderful to see.
So, so that's why on Friday I was like, I'll just have a few and go back. So we did that. And then Saturday,
That's why on Friday I was like, I'm not going home here under any circumstances.
Saturday, went to watch the Liverpool under 18s, which was nice. Then, when I met Neil Atkinson in town, we went to the football, watched Liverpool do a win. And then I came into town, I went to the Boss Magnite for a bit because Matty from the Shipbuilders was playing. And then came back into town, went to Newington for a bit. Then came home relatively early from, in terms of a Saturday night anyway. And then Sunday, we had a nice day, me and my wife. We went out exploring South Liverpool.
That sounds lovely.
So I went to two new parks that I've never been to.
Which you
before.
Go to?
Allerton Towers.
Oh, you're going to ruin it by telling people on the radio.
Lord, it's going to be fuming with me.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
It's South Liverpool's greatest achievement, I'd say.
Yeah.
Best than the Beatles.
It's got.
Oh, well, yeah.
Allerton Towers. Yeah, it's I put it on Instagram and Laura told me off.
Rightly so.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
I've been there. Did you go on the Nemesis?
Great joke too. Too. There was these. What was weird though was it's
just saying it wrong.
Stupid John.
There was these two fellas who like had these like go karts but really fast ones. And he'd set up like this course, and they were just like going around.
What, in the park?
Yeah. And
it was because no one knows about it. You can do what you like.
No, they were remote controlled.
Oh right.
But, like, you know, they weren't like, you know, little kids.
They'd up and down plenty of all the time.
Yeah, but yeah, it was just. But then like they had like there was only two or three of them doing it. But then like they had like sort of family and they'd set up for the day. They had bar, and I was like, do you know what? It's not for me, but they're having a nice day, and they were impressive. These things, they were flying. Not literally, that'd be very impressive. Then we went to Reynolds Park, which is in Walton. Walton's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we went back via Coldstones Park. Coldstones Park's got like an urban beach in the middle.
Yeah,
with like a little fair, but not like a good fair, like a kid's fair. Yeah. Nothing that looks like it could kill you, which is what I want from a fair.
Yeah.
Not like the one at the Pierhead, which is just all danger.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Absolutely.
The screams that come out of that fair. Yeah. It's all I've listened to for the past 3 months.
Blood-curdling screams.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's worse than others, and I'm like, they are not enjoying that ride.
The rides are absolutely wild.
I went on the pirate ship one and sat because I was with somebody young that was a bit frightened, and so sat, didn't sit like on the edge, the back seats where it swings more, but it still swung quite a lot, and so because of the way the seats were, there was a lad, like a young, like 18-year-old lad, sitting directly opposite me, not far away, just looking like he was going to vomit from almost the start, and I couldn't concentrate on enjoying myself because I thought the man was going to be sick in my face.
Like that. I'm such a shitbag. I don't go on anything.
I like rides these days, didn't used to.
No, I don't like them. No.
Are you going to rides?
Yeah. I am terrified of them. Like that pirate ship. No, nothing. Just can't do any of it.
I'm surprised by this.
What, really?
Out. Yeah.
You know I'm a shitbag. Like, how
and you don't like fun.
Yeah.
You've got a wild sense of adventure then.
Yeah, I've got a wild sense of adventure, yeah.
You can have adventure in other ways that doesn't involve plummeting to your death.
Or spinning around.
Okay.
I also did the big three on Sunday in Speak. You know, did them all. Morrison's, Dobby's, and B&Q.
That new B&Q?
Oh, no.
The new one's in Edge Lane.
Yeah. I want to go.
That new B&Q looks unreal.
doesn't it?
I don't really like it, you know. It's confusing when you walk in.
The new B&Q?
Yeah, it's confusing.
Well,
it's not in aisles. It's
what?
Sort of
what?
Like, they've set it up like a...
who do they think they are?
Like the 17th century hedge kind of type thing, you know what I mean? It's a bit like a maze.
Oh.
Yeah. They're doing weird things with shapes in there.
How far is the cinema from being ready?
Oh, I don't know.
Want there to be a cinema there?
Mad in there at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are we having another cinema there?
Yeah, and a drive-through Costa, apparently.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for the bowling alley because, like, you just, it's not like a place you want to hang out at the moment.
No.
And then there's this pub bowling alley trying to make a living. Well, I mean, you know, it's been better than this at the moment.
I was Market Street.
I took a stroll down Market Street. It was good, yeah. We bought some fish and what else did we buy? Some chicken thighs.
Sounds great.
Oh, and obviously I took a stuck into the salad bar, but you saw that today.
Yeah,
you had it from your lunch.
Yeah, you got stuck right in.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you get up to?
Should we do it now? That was a very long segment.
Oh, it's 10 minutes. 10 minutes on the clock. Very responsible of you, Steph. Steph, what are you playing?
I'm playing Without Love by Alice Glass.
That's Alice Glass, Without Love.
I'll find it for you. Alice Glass used to be in Crystal Castles, and this is from her new solo EP, also called Alice Glass. And, yeah, thought it was sound.
Did you?
I did.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to quite like Crystal Castles, seen them in the Casimir.
It was described as her being like a baby Bjork, and I kind of get that a little bit, but not much.
Not much.
No.
Not much at all.
No.
Did we see them at Bestival once, Adam?
Yeah, there was a lot of Crystal bands. There were Crystal Fighters, yeah. There was Crystal Castles.
Yeah, I think we saw Crystal Method. The first year.
Yeah, maybe.
So, yes, there is that.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Oh, very good. So what did you get up to this weekend?
I'm gonna go back to Wednesday to start weekend because I went to see Dunkirk and it was like having an anxiety attack for 2 hours
because of the soundtrack.
Oh, just everything. It was. I went with my friend Maya, who had already seen it before, and she was like, and she said it was worse the second time around. She said, "Oh my god, it was worse," even though I knew exactly what was going to happen. So yeah, that was traumatic. I liked it.
I'm looking at it now through the prism of you not liking rides. So,
yeah, like just assume I'm scared of everything.
Okay. And then work back.
Yeah, just that's your starting point. Scared of everything, and then
the X-Files. Though I used to think the X-Files was really scary.
Terrified of it.
But you liked it.
Yeah, like why do you think I won't go on escalators?
Because of the X-Files.
Because of tombs. Oh. No mess.
Tombs in the mechanism.
So yes, that was terrifying and anxiety.
That's only time I've seen Steph on an escalator. I actually can't think of one.
I'm really scared. And them treasure chests hold my hand. Honestly, I don't like them at all.
Gorgeous. Did you go to the Odeon to watch Dunkirk?
No, went to Facts.
Because there's big escalators.
Oh, honestly, when I go to London, it's awful. I'm like having a screaming inside on the tube. Awful. Anyway, Thursday I went the footy and that's a bit boring. Friday I did a first aid course in the day. So I'm desperate for someone to like have a heart attack or choke or something.
Or go into shock.
Because I'm fully prepared.
Go into shock. That's the one. You learn that one, don't you?
I know the six different
sensors.
No. Positions you
deadly
put people
sins.
In.
That's sad.
So yeah, I can't wait for someone to like.
Did they do any like clever ways to memorize the
like the mnemonics?
Yeah, did they do one?
Yeah, but I've forgotten them all. I wrote them down
because there was one that was really camp that I heard with, which was like putting someone in the recovery position. His hand on the cheek goes, "Hello, cheeky." And then, "Let's have a knees up."
Yes! They did. They said
I love how like music hall that is. "Hello, cheeky. Let's have a knees up."
I got told off for that recovery position because I was too rough and I just kind of like whacked them over. And the girl I was like paired up with actually went, "Ow." Saz, dead rough. What did I do Saturday? Saturday I ran 16 miles, continuing to become superhuman. I really enjoyed it. It was great. Next week, 17 and onwards.
Forever.
Until...
This time next year, I did 400 miles last week. Yep. 401 next time.
Didn't
That's
stop
how
running.
Work. Went out with Trish in the day, went for a small drink, but was in bed by like 10 o'clock because I was friggin' knackered. Mm. And then Sunday, I went to the Asda and bought a pizza. You know those £4 pizzas?
I create your own?
Yeah.
You created your own?
Yeah, but no cheese.
Of course, you created your own cheeseless pizza.
It was brilliant.
Oh,
it was really
man,
good.
This is amazing.
And the man behind the counter was also allergic to cheese. We had a big chat about
it. Bet you did.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he's unlucky getting that job, isn't he? Every day like, cheese dangling in front of his face.
Yeah. So I was thinking, Carlos, putting him on the pizza counter.
Whacked him on there.
He's not eating it, is
I know,
he?
But
he's
it's
around.
Like
still fingering the cheese on a daily basis.
But he knows what cheese is like and what pizzas are like.
No, he'd never had cheese.
Never.
No,
oh, he's always been allergic. It's cheese. Yeah, doesn't know what he's missing.
No.
Unlike you.
No, unlike me. It's about 4 years ago, around this time, that my life changed.
Forever.
But yeah, it was great. £4 for this absolutely massive pizza.
With no cheese on. What did you have instead?
I had thin and crispy.
Of course.
Tomato base.
Loads of it.
Spicy chicken, beef, steak, pepperoni, and a garlic oil. It was wild.
Quite the meat feast that you've gone for there.
Yeah. I'm not a vegetarian.
Meat feast, no cheese.
Yeah. And I ate it and then went to bed for 2 hours because I was like, fucking hell, it's knocked me right out. But it was great.
Rock solid.
Yeah.
This pizza's huge, both literally and metaphorically.
Yeah, I was very pleased with it. And
Magic?
Nothing else of note, I don't think.
Nothing else of note?
I think that's more than enough.
All right then. Me and John went to Cavern. We're going to talk about it in a minute on Friday afternoon from nowhere. We've got to let you know what's going on.
Yeah, it's mad.
But we went because John played this band and they played this song, which was their own song. I think it was the only one of their own songs that they played whilst we saw them. But I thought it was great. It's by The Royal and it's called Close Your Eyes.
I see the sun shine, reflecting in the rain. I see the blue sky fall heavy once again. I see a tree stood bare, looking for a call. I see the light beam down, but say nothing at all. Oh, 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 oh.
Don't you ever think that it's a million miles away?
Well, do you whisper in the dark?
Take a closer look, I'll never be too far.
Close your eyes, open your mind and sail, sail, sail right to me. Be bold and hold on to your feeling to me. For me,
well, I see the moon so bright, it's lighting up the city. I see the devils dressed as angels. Well, I see the cracks between your skin, they aren't so pretty. I see the light shine through, but say nothing at all. Well, close your eyes, open your mind and sail, sail, sail right to me. Be bold and hold on to your feelings for me. Just sail, sail, sail right to me. Be bold and hold on to your feelings for me. For me.
By The Royal, Close Your Eyes. All the stuff's on SoundCloud. And John, you put them on the radio on Friday morning and you went to see them by 3 p.m.
I know, it must be a new record. Yeah, I do a feature on Radio City Talk, which is where we're recording right now, on The Breakfast Show, and they come on. And I didn't know them before. They just sent me some stuff. But they were really lovely people and musicians. And they were like, oh, we're doing 3 hours today in the Cavern. So I was like, well, I'll pop in for some of that. And so we did the football radio, and then I was like, well, do you want to pop in? So we went down and we were slightly put off because they were charging in.
Yeah, £2.50
on
to get
a Friday
in the Cavern
afternoon.
3 p.m. on a Friday. It was rammed.
Yeah.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely rammed.
It was rammed.
I think they do well off cruise ships. So I think there was a cruise ship in, and I think
there's
people...
always a freaking queue to have their photo taken with Scylla's statue.
Yeah. Well, but it was really good because there's two rooms and both of them were busy and both of them had turns on. And, but yeah, it was a bit. It was funny. We came out and you said, "I feel like I've stolen an hour."
Yeah,
like it was. You know, it was just taking an hour out in the day to go and watch it.
That was what the Cavern was in the '60s, though. I suppose.
Yeah.
And it was, and they were good. I mean, it was all covers bar one. We did sort of say how many covers they've got to do before they can do one of their own, and the answer was 7. John
what
was counting.
I'm fine with that. You know,
Two Temptations, Say a Little Prayer. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
No, it was
yeah. Will you still love me tomorrow?
Yeah.
Which is an absolute banger, and they did a really good rendition of it. And then they did their own one, which I think is the one I've just played. It was really a good hour, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we'll have to look
really
into
made
it
me
again.
Happy.
Yeah, we'll look into it again. We'll go. Stole a bit of life back.
Didn't foresee it, but yeah, it was right. Honestly, I can't eat. There was no seating room. Yeah. It was standing room only. There was disco kissing going on.
Yeah, that was funny.
Absolutely wild. There was a couple absolutely copping for each other at 3:30 in the afternoon in the cavern.
Yeah,
I love it when time stops mattering.
Yeah. The church in London.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking of. The church in London, which is what when's that on from
12 till 4?
12 till 4. Oh my god! And it does not feel like that. No. It does not feel like that time of day.
It was the cavern. It was the absolute business. Anyway, Adam, give it the gig of the week.
Gig of the week, Ben Dodd, you are up.
Hi Ben. Any hopes, John?
Oh yeah, sorry.
I'm imagining that it's like sort of Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway. Well, not that I've watched it, but like Ben Dodd has just got a spotlight on him now because he wasn't expecting this. He asked me a while ago.
Not that you watch it, but you know exactly what happens.
Does that happen?
Yes, Adam, exactly.
I literally haven't watched it, but okay.
I've
got a very strong Saturday Night.
Yeah, that's the only thing he knows about Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway.
I feel like I'm lying now, but I'm not. Anyway.
He's got a series link.
So, Ben, what are you going to go and watch while I try and sort this out with
Steph? It's their take on it, isn't it?
Is Waxahachie. We've played them a few times.
Yeah,
really,
we're fans.
Really good, real fans. And they are playing at, guess where, the Brudenell.
The Brudenell?
Yeah, he said Leeds. I don't know whether I'd said that already. So, yeah, Ben wants Leeds. They're playing the Brudenell. This is them. This has never been wrong.
Pity my pain.
Waxahachie, never been wrong.
Never.
Big shout, innit?
Big show.
I'm sure we've played that.
I think we might have.
I did look in my emails to see whether we had. I know Neil played Waxahachie not long ago, and I wasn't sure whether it was that one or not.
Oh, could be the album's called Never Been Wrong.
But it,
either way, it doesn't matter.
If we have, then so what? The radio plays the same songs all the time.
All the time.
And we are never allowed to.
Standards are slipping.
I had my argument ready.
Yeah. And you were going to have it anyway, whether you liked it or not.
Yeah. And I said no. So, yeah, they are playing at the booth. Now, as I say, on Wednesday, the 6th of September. It's definitely a female fronting that.
Oh, Neil doesn't care about stuff like that.
Oh, right, the lads
anymore.
The lads are girls and boys. So yeah, the album packed it all in. The album's just called Out in the Storm, and it just came out last month.
Steph's literally bouncing on her seat
with absolute delight.
Why
are you so delighted? I didn't get it.
You missed it from last week's show when you went in.
Oh, I've got a bone to pick, actually.
Oh?
I didn't just invite you out for a drink just because of a... At the last second. It's genuine.
It felt very last second.
No, I was going out for a meal, and I thought, oh, we'll go for a couple of drinks beforehand. They'll just be finishing the podcast. This is perfect timing.
We really weren't, by the way. We were late last Monday.
Yeah.
So I was inviting you, but it was only
it was an impromptu invite rather than a...
Yeah, it wasn't actually a thing. It was only me and Lenny going. So anyway, but yeah. Thanks for slagging me off.
Don't you worry
no
about
problem.
That.
Problem.
Yeah, come every week or else. Yeah. See the tone of threat. John, what are you playing?
Oh, is it me? Susie Wu, Taken Care Of.
She asked me who's taking care of me. I said, I take care of me. Yeah, I'm taken care of. But I don't take it lightly. I got a firehouse done. Use it on the mummified young. To admit I'm not strong in a place where I feel invincible. Got some brand new shoes, I got nothing left to lose. Baby, don't you know I just cruise in a place where I feel invincible.
Susie, we're taken care of.
Yeah, she looks like good people, Susie. She seems like a laugh. She's 19, from North London, and I like the cut of her jib a lot. She's got an EP out called Teenage Witch on Friday the 8th of September. So good luck to her. I hope she does well.
Good luck to her indeed.
Yeah.
And I like that one a lot.
Good, good feminism.
Yeah, no. Rock solid. Not that I get to comment. John? What's your feature?
Oh, we're on now. You might have to give me a second to find it, but I'll explain it first.
Well, shall I play Lizzo in the meantime?
No, I'll get it up. By the time I've explained it, I'll get it up. So, basically, I've ended up on...
Sort your face out, Hennigan.
Don't you dare.
I've ended up on a mailing list of, like, promoters, so people who'll you know, put gigs on, but like I don't get, like, you know, do you want to book you too? Obviously, you just get like kind of mad stuff. So I've got, this is from, I won't say it's from actually, but it's titled Now Booking 2018 Festivals. It says, Dear Festival Promoter, that's me.
Hiya, John.
What a lovely personal touch.
This individual is representing the UK's best-selling, most authentic tribute artists. And then there's something I can watch for the 2018 festival show reel, but I won't do that because, you know, that'll just be us laughing. What I thought was I'll read out the names and you can guess what they're called, but you might know some of them because there's some big hitters.
So you're going to say...
The name of the artist, and you're going to say what their tribute is called.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay.
So you can guess it.
Okay.
So
okay.
Do you know David Bowie?
That's hard, that.
Let's Dance with David Bowie.
It's Absolute Bowie. I thought you might know that one. Bowie, yeah. Did you know the Stone Roses one?
The Clone Roses.
Yeah, correct. Roses, Adam's one up. This was next one. It's Sex Pistols one.
I think I've seen the poster for this.
Never mind the Sex Pistols.
It's called the Sex Pist Dolls. It's awful, isn't it? Then there's others, blah, blah, blah. There's an Amy Winehouse Experience, a legend, which I presume Bob Marley. There's Kazabian with a Z in the middle.
That's really lazy.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Kazabian.
Yeah. Happy Mondays have done something similar as well.
They might fool some Kazabian fans. drunk Kazabian fans into thinking they're watching Kazabian.
They bought some tickets for that.
Do you know the Oasis one?
No Oasis.
Yes, well
done.
They're
still going.
They
charted.
Oh, with was it somebody
say? Like to teach the world to sing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had a hit.
Did they have a hit?
I think so. They were on Top of the Pops.
I don't know what to do about this.
Oh, there's a
probably nothing.
It was a mad time.
There's a Cortinas one, which is absolutely wild.
Oh, God.
Are they just called the Cortinas? Like the car?
They've turned it. They've just gone wild. They've combined the Cortinas with the In-Betweeners.
The corn between us.
The court between us.
Court between us.
That's wild, isn't it? Oh, my name.
Probably Target Marcus.
Yeah, I can't see if there's any other ones that are absolutely wild. But yeah, these are the emails that I'm getting at the moment.
I love
this. Have you found out who's on your Spotify yet?
No.
I've thought about this about four times this week.
I'd be giving it some serious thoughts as well.
Did you hear that bit, Adam, or did you slam off in disgust after you got slandered?
Did you flounce?
I've only listened to half of it, so I might not have heard that bit. Somebody... Is your Spotify account sometimes locked when you go to listen to things?
They just change what I'm listening to. So
that happens to me. I know who it is, but it happens to me too.
Yeah.
Did you communicate with them like I suggested?
No, I didn't. No, I will.
Feels a little bit, the way you've just phrased it there, feels a little bit like it's another like Close Encounters for the Third Kind or something. Did you communicate with them? Did you put the signal up?
Does an 80s metal band that plays pubs around Ellesmere Port that I think have got a really good name to sum up what you're going to be getting? They're called Skinny Lizard.
Ooh. Oh,
I think that's quite good.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
So there you are. So yeah. So if anyone wants to see a tribute band in 2018, give me a shout and I can send you a whole list of them.
Oh, book them.
Yeah. I was thinking can we just book them for Matthew Street, considering they moved it to the park and then moved the date of it. You could just do Matthew Street.
No, there is now a Matthew Street, isn't there? They're doing it again.
Oh, that's good. That's good because I had that idea.
All right, then. This is Lizzo, Water Me.
I am free, yeah, yeah, come water me. Oh, oh, love you so, but if you don't, I have to leave. Oh, no. I am free, yeah, yeah, come water me. Oh, oh, love you so, but if you don't, I have to leave. Oh, no. I don't get dehydrated. I'm
summer.
Get up!
Lizzo, Water Me, a new single, which you'll all find out about if you follow Lizzo, because her social media game, John, is very strong.
Yeah, it's awesome.
She's having a bath in milk or something on the picture.
She loves a sexy pic of herself.
Yeah.
Milk.
Don't like the idea of being in milk.
No.
You're allergic to milk, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, and also hate it.
I wouldn't like to have a bath in milk. You'd smell disgusting. You'd have to have several baths in water afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't think I've never thought
she's
about it now.
Herself,
sour.
She's living her best life, Lizzo.
Very much so.
She's good. I like her. I like that song.
So expecting something fantastic from her in the next 12 months, I think there'll be a terrific Lizzo album. Water Me's terrific. And at the minute, there's nothing else to talk about. Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi. What's your banger?
It is by Miss Miley Cyrus, and it's called Younger Now.
Just woke up. Like all this time I've been asleep. Stays the same. You know.
Miley Cyrus, younger now, Miss Miley Cyrus, to give her a full title as Stephanie Hennigan just did.
I was just being polite. She's just Miley.
She's just being Miley.
She's just being Miley. She's just Miley.
Absolute banger, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Her new album is also going to be called Younger Now, and she has a song on there with Dolly Parton. She's kind of going back to being a bit more country.
Quite country, that video.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like Miley, although she doesn't really have, it all feels a bit scattergun, like she jumps from genre to genre and whatever, but that was fun and I liked it. I've been watching a lot of Cyrus Ree Cyrus on, what's it called, Hey You, which is this very low rent app that I use to watch reality shows from America, and it's basically Miley Cyrus's mum and her sister do wild makeovers of people's houses. Billy Ray turns up sometimes. So there's a whole load of them. But it's absolutely terrible trash TV and I love it.
What's Billy Ray like now?
Very sculpted facially. Like it's we've never seen such carefully manicured facial hair. Very tanned. Yeah.
I liked him in, was it Mulholland Drive? It's good in that.
Seen that? I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you like trash American reality shows, watch it.
And you do.
Oh, I do. I do. Unashamedly.
You live for this sort of stuff. But you also live for space.
I do.
It's a big space day.
What a lovely segment that was. Hey. Wow. Funnily enough.
Not the first time I've done this.
Eclipse is knocking about, isn't it?
Trish has literally just texted me saying she's watching the eclipse on the news.
8 o'clock, I think.
Watch the eclipse on the news.
Cloudy.
So yeah, we're not going to get it.
There's too much cloud cover.
We were only getting 10% anyway.
Yeah, you get like a tiny little snippet off.
Sliver.
Yeah.
Sliver of eclipse.
Sliver.
So what are you going to... That's around the time of an Everton kickoff.
Huh?
8 o'clock.
What about it?
So that's when Everton are kicking off, so you're going to focus on the eclipse with Trish, or are you going to go for the match?
Blue moon.
Hey!
I think it's... You might put them off, mightn't it?
Yeah.
It's in another fucking country.
Well, no, if it gets a bit darker. Well, they got floodlights. They'll be all right. They'll be fine. I thought it through.
They'll be all right. What would you do, though, if the game was kicking off during an eclipse? That's wild, now that I think about it.
You'd have to leave it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd have to say you're going to have to be delayed for eclipse purposes.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be like in Apocalypto. They'd just have to take it as a sign from the gods, call it off. Maybe we'll do this tomorrow, chop some heads off then.
It's good how they know, like... Back in the day, they would have shit themselves, wouldn't they?
Yeah. That's what happens in Apocalypto.
Fucking hell!
Stop whatever it was you were just about to do, because I don't think God's happy.
Human.
To answer your question, I don't think I'm concentrating on either. I'll watch some solar eclipse footage and I will keep up to date with Everton.
Just do the highlights of both.
via my phone, yeah. But I'm not watching it. I can't be arsed. We've had this conversation.
That's fine.
Why are we having it again?
We don't need to.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
It's him.
It's him. And Voyager anniversary?
Yeah, 40 years.
saw some tweets about it today, and I thought I've got to mention that's a step 40 years since Voyager 2, isn't it?
I retweeted a really good thread about it yesterday.
Maybe that's what I saw it, but it might not be.
Yeah, the only threads I like really are the ones with loads of interesting sciencey stuff in, not the ones where people are like, and another thing, one of 13. Fuck off. 140 characters or fuck off. But yeah, it's...
Live your life by that maxim.
But yeah, it's interesting. It's the anniversary of sending Voyager out, and the images that we got from that are some of the first really good imagery that we got of, like, deeper space.
It was a deeper space.
Mm-hmm. Not just shallow space.
No, we got stuck in for the first time. All right, then. Adam.
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Girl Ray. Don't go back at 10.
I guess there's nothing wrong.
That's Girl Ray. Don't go back at 10.
Don't go back at 10.
Don't go back at 10.
Specific warning there. A warning from history.
Don't go back at 10.
10 in the morning or 10 in the evening?
Just at 10.
And are they talking GMT?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just
don't
go back at 10.
Central European time.
Where are they from?
They are... I don't know, actually. I feel like they're from Scotland, but I always say that about that sort of indie. I know that it's from the album Earl Grey, which is a good name for an album if your band is called Girl Ray. And that came out quite recently. They're playing the End of the Road Festival at the end of the month. End of the month, End of the Road.
To the end of the road.
But yeah, I don't know exactly where they're from.
Bit of Boyz II Men, mate. Didn't get it.
That's all right, John. You pad it out. I'm still trying to find out where they're from.
Go on.
Scotland, you've said. I presumed where they're from and everything's fine with it.
I think they are, you know. They gotta be. Gotta be. Gotta be.
Okay, girl Ray.
Says London here, but you know.
Could just be based there now.
Yeah, can't be sure.
Seek the fame and fortune. London based.
North London based 18-year-old three piece. Yeah, they're definitely Scottish.
That's Girl Ray, Man's Lad. And this is Yumi Zuma, Kurt's Lad. And this is Depths Part 1. Yumi Zuma, Depths Part 1. There's an album coming called Willow Bank from Yumi Zuma. It is. I'm certainly what I've named it after. They're the absolute business, Yumi Zuma. We played them before as well. Big fans of them here. And hopefully we'll get to see them at some point if they'll play a gig anywhere near us. All right then. Let me push along and we'll close the show. John, what you fancy?
I'm playing the Night Cafe because they're good and they're nice boys, and the song's called Felicity. They've got a couple of shows coming up with Blenarvan, is it? I don't know how to pronounce, but we've played them a few times.
Ooh.
Looking at you, Adam.
Yeah.
Adam wasn't listening.
Blenarvan.
That's the one.
Yeah.
You pronounced it well, John.
It's usually written down. I'm not having a go just based on your pronunciation or something. Yeah, maybe.
They're playing, supporting them at Arts Club on 29th of November and also the 30th in Birmingham. So that's a good gig for them. Go with the lads.
Great gig. Thank you very much to Adam, to Steph, to John. That has been the ride of this week. Hope you've enjoyed it. Tell your mates about it. John, say the name.
Night Cafe, Felicity.
Network.